Une fois que le type 7 de l'idée des mains, je trouve la fin. Merci. כפסיפי נידון דידני בשליטו של רבנו הגדול ורמב"ם זו. מצד אחד קבע הלכה לדורות כי דעת השם היא מצווה ראשונה במניין תרי"ג. יסוד היסוד הוא עומד הפחוס לאלה שיש שם מוציא ראשון וכולו וידיע סתר וזה מתזוזה סי שנאמר וכולו. Again, we said that we're either skipping the footnotes or leaving them till the end. But just here, just comment on what the Maror Malkum is in footnote 13. The edition I'm using has a misprint here. After it says "I'm Yosefim Mitzvah Shal Rambam," instead of "Mem Vav," it should say "Mem Ayin." Obviously, for Mitzvah Sasei Aleph Hatzas Yedidi Hagon Wahagolem Harach. So Chaim Halev, in the Ibn Tibbon translation of Sefer Mitzvot that we have, so Mitzvah Aleph in Sefer Mitzvot is Lahamin. It's not Leida, it's Lahamin. That's the... המצווה הראשון היא הציבה שציוונו להאמן הוא אלוקוס והוא שנאמן שיש שם, etc. So Reb Chaim Heller, he quotes from expert in Oriental languages, who was a contemporary of his, who says that the Arabic word that Ibn Tibbon translated Lahamin can also be translated as Yedir. And he I think basically endorses that suggestion. That's what the Rav is saying, is that what he's saying here isn't Toloy on the Rambam in the Yad versus the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, that Sefer in Sefer Mitzvahs the Rambam is also speaks of Yedir. מצד שני החזיק בתורת התוארים השליליים המכחישים כל אפשרות דעת השם. So Toarim Shliliyim, again, it literally translates as negative attributes. Or often, for reasons, at least one of the reasons that the Rav is about to discuss here in this paragraph, the Torah intentionally, Divatol Kashon B'nei Adam, speaks in a way that's not intended to be philosophically precise about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Rishonim borrow the phrase from Chazal of Divatol Kashon B'nei Adam. We'll talk a little bit more about that in another. The need for that, the reason for that. But when one speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in again, philosophically precise way, so one cannot attribute positive attributes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One can only describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu in negative terms, right? Which we do partially all the time without realizing that, right? But when you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, so that means he's not finite, right? That's not saying something positive. It's a negative attribute. It's saying what he isn't, right? he's not finite. And when you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is incorporeal, so that means that he's not physical. It's not saying what he is, it's saying what he isn't. And when you say in the Yesod HaRevi of the Yud Gimel Yikorim that the nothing precedes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so again, it's all, those are all to'arim, shliliyim, right? They're all negative. They're all negative attributes. The reason for that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a person has all kinds of different qualities, all kinds of different attributes, all kinds of different abilities. You can say that a person is athletic, you can say that a person is musical, you can say that a person is intelligent, you can say this, you can say that, and those descriptions are all true, and what they suggest is that the person isn't monolithic. He's this, and he's this, and he's this, and he's this, and he's multifaceted, and has many different qualities and many different attributes, and all that is true, but the reason all that is true, or what that reflects about the person, is that a person isn't one in an absolute sense, right? When we're not, I mean, we're one in a relative sense, but we're certainly not one in an absolute sense. You know, physically we're made up of, I don't know, how many cells? Billions of cells? I don't know. Billions, huh? Look it up. Yeah, how many cells? Anyone want to guess before Ezra looks it up? How many billion?
Trillions.
Okay, trillions. Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to understate it. How many?
30 to 37 trillion cells.
Trillion, okay. Good for you. So a person is not echad in an absolute sense. He's not echad physically. Again, he's echad in a relative sense, in that, you know, the 35 trillion cells are not, uncoordinated and, you know, moving around in different places and in different directions. They're all within his one body, but he's not one in the absolute sense. In the same way that's true physically of a person, so too it's true on the level of a person's qualities and attributes. Hashem Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have attributes, because that would impute, that would attribute to HaKadosh Baruch Hu multiplicity, which isn't true. So the only way, you know, if one is going to speak in a really precise way about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through To'arim Shliliyim. That does deepen our understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying and knowing and recognizing, understanding that he is not finite, that he is not physical, etc. But ultimately, right, one isn't defining who or what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and again, and one is not, Rachman Litzlan, attributing any kind of riboy, any kind of multiplicity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, when the Rambam wrote Mishnah Torah, so he wrote Mishnah Torah that people would understand it, everyone would understand it to the best of their ability. I don't think he was under any illusions that every illusion in Mishnah Torah would be picked up on. But if you take a look in Parag Aleph of Yisrael HaTorah, so there's a Pella here. Halacha Zayin, Parag Aleph Halacha Zayin. If you have it, also take a look. Elok hazeh echad, einu lo shnayim lo yesar shnayim, elo echad she'en ki yuchudu echad min ha'achadim ha'mitzorim ba'olam. Lo echad kemin shu kolo achadim harve, lo echad keguf shu nechlak v'machlokos v'ktzavos, elo yuchud she'en yuchud achad kamoso ba'olam. So this is a pella. Let's say you go into the store and I ask you, can you please buy me 1 quart of milk? Huh? Do you need anything from the store? Yes. Can you please buy me 1 quart of milk? And I emphasize the word one. And then I go on and I say, not two, not more than two. So you're going to think I'm a little obsessed with getting 1 quart of milk and not more than 1 quart of milk. Ram says, Alok is echetu. So obviously, ain't lo shnayim, lo yasar shnayim. Obviously, if he's one, he's not two. And he's certainly not one, two. So what is the Rambam want? So it's clear that where the Nimshal diverges from the Moshal is that in the Moshal, so we said 1 quart of milk. So the one is meaningful, because the one is one what? 1 quart of milk. So again, we can't define HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you're saying one, you're also really just saying that there's no multiplicity. It's also, again, it's also really a to'ar shlili. That's what this Rambam is saying. Elok is the efferhu, that's what it means. You can't define what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is again, but we have an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his actions and through knowing what he's not. That the Rambam is about to characterize that. But that's what he's saying. Look at the echad. What I mean by echad is, I'm not telling you one what, okay, one God. But that's also not something which we're giving a, which we describe in terms of God, the source of all existence, and all that is very meaningful, and that defines our belief. But it doesn't define the Kodesh Baruch. That's what I'm saying. Okay, that's a superficial. Thumbnail sketch of this profound idea. Mitzad sheni, on the other hand, right? Mechazik, the Rambam adopts. He very much operates with Taras HaTorim Hashliliyim, the negative attributes. Hamakrishim kol efsherut das Hashem. מחד גיסא קבע הרמב״ם הקורס הברי בתור אמת המידה של ישותו, ערכו, תעודתו ומטרתו של אדם. So on the one hand, the Rambam says, recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the measuring stick of a person's existence. That makes a person human. Yedias Hashem, as the Rambam has in the Hakdamah to Perush HaMishnayos. That's the value of the person. That's his that should be his destiny, his goal. Meidach gisa, on the other hand, Rambam pasak halach gemishamish ein hakara zo b'tum ha'afshavet ha'kognitivit klal klal. But again, in terms of again that defining HaKadosh Baruch Hu in positive terms, it's not possible. Yeshnam shnei hafachim gedolim me'ela ve'afal pichay. Rambam atzma hitlabed ve'antinomia zod. Rambam himself struggled with this. He dealt with this. Ve'hikdish la'shnei pakim b'sefer mo'nevuchim. V'tochen tshuvatohu, and the content of his answer is, shahakara shlilit, shema hakara. It also is a recognition which I think we all feel and all intuit. Bram anu yodin, however, we all know exactly who he was associating with when he said we are. Upon the rub knew, and based on that, we now will be in a position to know. Bram anu yodin ki kol atzma shal ha-hakara ha-shlilit efsharit rak al reka ha-hakara ha-chiyuvit. So remember in the last paragraph that we saw last week, where the Rav explained that this idea that the ish ha-dat is focused on what's unknowable. It's not a philosophy of agnosticism, which says that you can't know anything. But on the contrary, it's recognizing that there's so much you can know, but then you reach a point at which there's mystery, at which there's mystery, and that's what he's saying. That's what you see in the Rambam also. Kol atzma shel hakara hashlilit. Again, this. this, again, negative, as it were, recognition is possible and meaningful and substantive. Rak al reka hakara hachiyuvit, only on the background of positive understanding. Hare anu sholalim me'et to'are hayotzer et zeh shechiyavnu layitzur. We negate and saying that you can't attribute to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in positive terms that which we identified compellingly as being present in his creation. So what does that mean as follows? So again, so we mentioned before that the Torah itself intentionally speaks in philosophically imprecise terms, right? The Torah does describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu with adjectives, with attributes. That's what we're all getting up early in the morning to do. Hashem kevach mechanim, right? That's what the Yud Gimel Midos, you know, are doing exactly that. So what does it mean when we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachum, Rachamim, Erech Apayim? Again, it doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, is multifaceted. Again, he has all these different qualities of being merciful, compassionate, patient, etc. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, he's one in the most absolute sense. So what does it mean that he's Rachum, Rachamim, Erech Apayim? And why, given that it's not philosophically, theologically precise, why does the Torah speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way? So the Rambam explains as follows. This is what the Rav is referring to. When we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Chanun, so what we mean is that we see in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria, we see patterns in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria of Chanina, which, if there would be a human being who was the source of that, we would conclude that that human being was Chanun. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted within every mother, not just amongst in mankind, but throughout the animal kingdom, a natural concern and dedication for its offspring. So when any baby is born, again, you know, it can be talking about a baby in the animal kingdom, not amongst mankind. So the baby is totally helpless. The baby can't fend for itself. It doesn't know how to get food for itself. It doesn't know how to do anything for itself. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed the system that helpless creature is provided for, that the mother has, such a maternal instinct, right? The most dangerous thing is to approach, you know, the cubs of a mother bear when the mother bear is around. That's when the mother will attack, because the instinct is so strong. So that's a system. HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed the system of Chanina. Again, Chanina, the Rambam explains, is when Lashon Matnas Chinam is when it's not in response to anything, certainly not in return or exchange for anything. It's just pure benevolence. So that's HaKadosh Baruch. So we see that in his Bria. So based on seeing that in his actions, his Bria, his actions, so then we describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Chanun. But again, we don't mean to say that he has attributes. So if that's the case, again, so why does the Torah say it that way, but Lashon Chanun? So the Rambam says, but al hakol, in truth, again, whenever you find a pasuk that's describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in positive terms, such as the Yud Gimel Midos, Racham Lachanim. So Al HaKol Ne'ma Dibur Torah Klashon Ben Adam, it really means that the Torah speaks down to us, right? It speaks in a language that will help us initially. Omnam HaKavana B'Kulam, so what does it mean? With all these To'arim, again, which in truth, it's not a correct description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does the Torah have in mind when the Torah does give us these descriptions? So the Rambam says, Omna hakavana b'kulam the to'aro b'shleimus. In the Hagdamah of Perek Chelek, Hayisod harishon lahamin mitzias habori yizbarach v'hu sheyeshom nimtzo shalem v'chol darkei hamitzias. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a perfect being. Now to present that in a way that we can relate to, so the Torah says again. So we you know, correctly on a human level, so. You know, if you were going to describe someone who's an outstanding person, you know, as close to perfect as a person can be, so you would expect to be able to say of that person that he's Rachum, that he's Chanun, that he's Arach Hapayim, that he's Rav Chesed. You would also expect to say that he's Emes. So the Torah speaks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this way, again, Dibur Torah Klashon Bnei Adam, the same way the Torah talks about Yad Hashem, and the same way the Torah says V'chora Af Hashem, the Torah speaks down to us on our level. Hagam, that it's not an accurate, you know, objective description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of what we take away from that, what we're supposed to take away from that, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perfection. Because when you sort of add all this up, a being who's Rachum, Lachanun, Erech Hapayim, so he's a perfect being. And that's what's intended through the Torah. Hare anu sholalim me'eis to'arei hayotzer. Right? We negate. We say again. Once we shift and say, let's now speak in objectively correct in philosophically precise terms. So hare onu sholalim me'es to hare hayotze ezeh shechiyavnu la yitzur ulefichach kedei lavo lidei shlila aleinu litzur et hachiyur. There's a big difference between saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu was unknowable and between saying that without that every sense we have of goodness and perfection, Rachum, Chanun, etc., is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perfection, again, without it being anything other than absolutely Echad, encompasses all that. Right? So there's a very big difference between the shlila, which comes after the chiyuv, then a shlila, which isn't based on the chiyuv. Do you hear that, Rabbi Sai? Was that clear or not sufficiently clear? Not sufficiently clear. So let's try it. Let's try again. If someone comes and tells us Hashem is unknowable, and that's it. That's our entire introduction to and understanding of Hashem. So what exactly is it that I believe, and who exactly and whom exactly am I serving? Am I worshiping? If someone comes and tells us HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see in his Bria, acts in a way that's Rachum, Chanun, Erech Apayim. In terms of the way Knesset Yisrael is treated, that there is an undying, everlasting love. And then says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his inscrutable essence, all of that is, again, all of that, every positive, everything positive, and everything which is an element of perfection, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above all that. Now, and then you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unknowable. That's a very different statement than the first one. Was that a little better? Get half credit this time? And that's what the Rebbe is saying, that Pu'ulat HaShlila, he reconstructs him mitocho shel HaChiyuv. Again, this isn't agnosticism. It's, on the contrary, it's a very informed understanding and knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being inscrutable. And that's why the Rambam says that the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unknowable, but because the Shlila is the crown of the Chiyuv, because what we don't know emerges from what we do know, that's why there are different levels in Yediyas Hashem. And that's why, well, if you can't know Hashem, so what's in between Moshe ben Shlomo Melech and us, right? So Rambam says, no, but it's exactly this idea, right? That since Kedei Lavo Lidei Shlila Oleinu Litzor Tachiyuv, since Pulat HaShlila, the act of negating, he reconstructs you mitocho shel HaChiyuv, so that's what generates the difference in terms of Yediyas Hashem. Again, to give a very elementary and therefore superficial example of it, you know, if one person says that God is unknowable, that's what he knows. And another person, you know, learned the Rambam, Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah, and understands the Rambam's demonstrations for how we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not physical. And part of his understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being unknowable is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not physical. He can't equate those two people in terms of their Yediyas Hashem, right? Either way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unknowable, but certainly, you know, number two is on a higher and very different level of his Yediyas Hashem than number one. You with me with this? Yes.
Is the Rav saying that he's saying in a way that Yisrodei HaTorah Beis is very dafka? As in a person comes, looks at the Ribbono Shel Olam and feels that closest with him, and then he thinks again, and when he thinks again, he kind of retracts.
The fact that he
in that order.
Yes, yes.
He's kind of saying it's our dog. It's not just two elements.
Yes, 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 yes. And that's what he's saying. That this isn't agnosticism. On the contrary, this is very much knowledge affirming, but it's recognizing that on the contrary, and then the more knowledge there is, so then the more substantive is the lack of knowledge that comes at the end. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu's lack of knowledge at the end is enodomina to our lack of knowledge at the end. Shlomo HaMelech's lack of knowledge at the end is enodomina to our lack of knowledge at the end. Umahi HaKara HaChivit, again, which is the basis for the Pulat HaShlila. Umahi HaKara HaChivit, Umlo HaKara HaHavaya, Torei HaPulot, Shalem hitfalal Moshe Rabbeinu v'na'ana, v'kulanu netzavinu l'asok v'hem, shemitocham anu v'am lidei ahava v'yir'ah, kemevu'ah v'ilchot yisadei ha-Torah. Reshid davar, Ezra, here's your point. Reshid davar, anu makirim et olamo shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ha-yeshut ha-niskava v'ha-gdola, this great exalted existence. V'achar kach anu sholalim et torei ha-pula me'emeit ha-barei. We see the world, we see the Chochmah, we see the Rachmanis, we see the Chanina, but and then we know that, yes, all that is present in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's handiwork, which means that we're dealing with a perfect being, but you can't describe him, again, objectively, as Rachum, Chanon, Chochmah, because, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above that in his absolute Achdus. Pitaron Zeh, this solution of the Rambam, how on the one hand there's a mitzvah Yediyas Hashem, but on the other hand, objectively, it's the theory of negative attributes, which is true. This solution, Pitaron Ze Ole Ke'achadim Hagisha Ontologet She'isha Lokin. The Rambam is not defining or identifying the Rambam as Ish Hadat. The same way, he's not reducing Isha Halacha to Isha Dat. What he's saying is that in terms of what the Rambam says about Yediyas Hashem, that's very much on the same wavelength, and that very much, in terms of, in that respect, it very much converges with the ontological approach, the approach to being of the Isha Elokim. Hakara, the Shem Tfisat Hachida Hanitzchit, knowing, and the ultimate goal of knowing is to discover what we don't know. Gilui L'Shem Ha'alem, uncovering, revealing for the purpose of concealing. V'Havana L'Shem Irtul Ha'imuvun B'chol Hod Mistoriyuto U'Mora'o. Hateologia hashlilit, this negative theology, ha'ida'al ha'gadol shal ish hadat, acharit, the culmination, shal ha'talich ha'no'iti shalo, shal olam lo yitgashem b'mulo'o, v'sov da'ato, ha'karat ha'chida ha'ein sofit, ha'kara hashlilit, ayyadei ha'kara ha'chiyuvit. That's hopefully what we understood a little bit. The shame gishum ain't sofi shall ideazo nitzava ish hadat lehitamek b'cheshbono shel olam v'asok b'chochmas hatava b'chochmas alakim v'hakara zo kula chiyuvit v'lo shlilit. Omnam, again, ayin el, hashliliyot meitzitza min charkei hadat, right? Shem Shirim, Meitzit Dodi is Meitzit Min HaCharakim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is peeking in through the windows of the heavens. Amnam has, but again, here that the phrase is being used for the Shliliyot. Amnam HaShliliyot Meitzitza Min Chakei HaDaat B'tor Tachlit U'Matara Achrona. Again, the ultimate goal is to recognize in as deep and profound a fashion what we don't understand. it's embroidered. B'shibolet gvanav al matzach yuvi. Ein hashliliyot ela hitgashmut ha-tahalech ha-kognitivi והריאליזציה של מעשה ההכרה החיובית במלואה. הפתגם היושן נושן to the ancient saying של התיאולוגיה השלילית of this, again, philosophy of negative theology, תכלית הידיעה, the goal of knowledge, היא שלא נדע, is to recognize that we don't know, מתייחס, it relates, כפי שמוכח מתוכה של המימה, which is self-evident from the saying itself, רק על התכלית והמטרה. Again, it's not agnosticism. It's not saying, we don't know anything. אבל לא על תהליך ההכרה. It's not talking about the process. דעס השם מביאה לידי אהבה ואירה, שנצטבינו עליה בהלכות יסודי התורה, היא הכרת תוארי הפעולה. It's recognizing, again, descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions, והכרה זו היא כולה חיובית. Just then begin maybe the first paragraph of Ozdalet here. Migisha of Yanet Zor shall Ish Hadat El Hametziut. From this characteristic approach of the Ish Hadat to existence, to reality, Mevatzvatzat, Maskana Yishara, a direct conclusion emerges. Ish hadat eino modeh b'monism onti. He doesn't recognize, meaning that's not his understanding, he doesn't believe that reality is monistic, is just of one dimension. Ein ha-yeshut ba'ado achida v'chad v'anit. It's not monolithic, ela pluralistic. It's pluralistic. Rabat Shechvot. It has many layers. Dargot u'shlavin. Levels, stages. Ha-pluralism ha-onti hu yisod hashkafato shel ish hadat. That ontic pluralism, meaning that there's not just sort of just one level or layer of existence, is the foundation of his hashkafa. Kshehu nigash al ha'olam al-manat l'hakiro l'harichah. When the Ish Hadat again approaches this world to know it, to evaluate it, harehu mechapes b'mtziyot zo mamashit v'gufanit, in this tangible physical existence, ikvot shel olamot elyonim shel kulam tovim arukim u'netzchiyim. He's looking for traces of higher worlds, of eternal worlds, hu mevakesh et ha'ateret shebe yeshut. The riboy shebe yeshut. Right, again, since the ish hadat recognizes the mystery that hovers above this world, so that's why his yearning is for higher worlds, and that's what the Rav means, that his understanding of existence is not a monistic understanding, but pluralistic. The mysteries of this world point to something above and beyond this world. That's what he's saying. את השפע שבהוויה, את הרוויה שביקום בתחומים אונטיים עליונים זעקים ותאורים. גישה טרנסנדנטית זו למציאות, this transcendental approach, מהווה שרטוט עיקרי בדיוקנו של איש אלוקים. Right, so שרט לנפש, I'll sit בבשרח, and שרט is a scratch. So שרטוט means when you sort of etch something when you're depicting something, a profile, and you're etching it. Ein hu samech ba'olam hazeh, ein hu sva ratzon mimenu. See, what's what the Rav is describing is more a mystical thing. That's what we were saying before. When he quotes the Mishnah Rambam, he's not defining the Rambam as ish hadat. He's saying that the Rambam's philosophy in terms of Yedias Hashem is one that the Ish Hadat would embrace, but he's not identifying them. Einu samech v'olam hazeh, ein hu svar v'tzom nemenu, hu mevakesh havaya l'mala mehamamashiyot v'muchashiyot. He's searching for the existence which is above the tangible. Olam hazeh, this world, hu bavu atol, is the shadow shall olam acher. Okay, we'll review this a little bit and continue, I guess. So Gedalia, what is this?